Aaron Lewis, founder and director of the Shribes Institute, and he's with us today, and we are going to put in the spotlight the year's Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the finest gala, and it's going to take place on Sunday. And the Shribes Institute is a non-profit organization fully dedicated to the ancient, the great achievement gap in minority children and disenfranchised people through a forthright approach to strengthening literary skills. The goal is to help create an equitable school environment for students in the Hartford Public School System, of which GPA is a part. Let's welcome Dr. Aaron Lewis. Doctor, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Brad. Good morning. I'm glad to be on your show. First off, I've been listening to your show my entire life, and I absolutely love it. And so I just wanted to say that I love your show.
About that, huh?
Well, thank you. And I've got somebody with me who is tremendous, so we got a 1-2 punch.
Thanks, Brad. Dr. Lewis, Paul Pacelli here. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. Talk a little bit. I know Brad touched on it, but the Institute itself, how did it start, and what does it do on a daily basis?
The strangest thing is that actually how we started, we evolved into something that we actually dreamed of. We actually started on the campus of American School for the Deaf in West Hartford, Connecticut. Mm-hmm. And at that time, we started there because the school system was not cooperative with our vision. Our vision was to help strengthen literacy skills in young children, because that's the basis of everything. I don't care what subject it is. If you can't read and write very well, you're not going to do math or science or physics or anything well. You have to read and write well. And so we tried to work with the school system at the time. They weren't cooperative, and our resolve was, hey, we're going to do it anyway. And we actually started the program reading to children that were deaf on the actual campus of American School for the Deaf. Since then, we've evolved, and we went to different locations, Wilson Gray YMCA, the Community Health Center, the Global Communications Academy, and now we're at a Craig school. So our program has gone throughout different locations in Hartford over the past 9 years, and our entire goal is to help give children exposure, help them with their literacy skills, promote STEM, and we give them experiential training.
You know, Dr. Lewis, I'll tell you something. What you have done, and I know what you have done, it's been tremendous, and I'm so glad, glad that you decided to do something that you are going to be doing on Sunday, the year's Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Finest Gala. And I'll tell you, it is, I think, going to have a tremendous impact, because it's different than anything that we haven't done before.
Right, right. Yes, indeed. And this coming Sunday is the Martin Luther King Gala that's going to be held at the Marriott Hotel, right over on Columbus Boulevard in the city of Hartford. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that people fail to recognize about Martin Luther King, I know he was a civil rights activist and fought for equity, but he was an educational leader. I mean, this guy graduated high school before he was 16. He was around 15 years old, and he was finished with high school, headed to college. And so he was a promoter of reading, of writing. When I go to Atlanta, I go to the Civil Rights Museum there and see some of the writings that he wrote when he was just a teenager. and so we try to carry that mantle and with our children and letting them know that if you really want excellence, you really want achievement, you got to follow those that are excelling and achieving, and those that have passed on and made their transition. If we follow their example, our kids will do absolutely amazing. So we want to take all excuses away by giving them opportunity. We want to give them the opportunity that they may not otherwise be getting in the public school system, and give them the tools that they need in order to advance their careers.
You are concerned with the achievement gap, which is something that really never goes away, or the discussion about it never goes away, the gap between generally white, well-off students and students of color in other areas. Where do we stand on that? Where do you think we are on that right now?
I mean, the scales have historically been imbalanced. And a lot of people, and I appreciate your willingness to even talk about the subject. I mean, there's a lot of people that shy away from the subject.
That's right.
Out of denial, just more or less, they don't want to deal with the inequities that do exist. Particularly in such a great nation as the United States of America, but they do exist, and they have historically existed. Mm-hmm. And the reason why they continue to persist is because there are not enough efforts to combat it, to be honest with you. And so we know that there's disparities. You can go to any city in America and see the disparities clearly. We can see it in our educational system, how things play out in the great town of Avon or Greenwich or Darien. It's very different than Hartford or Bridgeport or New Haven. And once we get comfortable with saying, yes, there are disparities, there are clear differences, when we can admit that truth, then we can go to the next level and say, okay, now what are we going to do about it? And so that's where we are. We're at the what are we going to do about it stage. And we know that in order to deal with the disparities, we're going to have to deal with education. There's no other way to deal with it. If we can, educate these young kids, and we get them when they're young, we start at second grade with our students. Some people say, well, you need to start in high school. And I don't agree with that. I think by high school, a lot of children
You're absolutely right.
No, the ship has sailed by high school. No, doctor, you're right. If folks want tickets to this event, what do they do? Talk a little bit more about the event.
Well, the event is an absolute, phenomenal event. We honor people throughout the country, actually, each year that have made a considerable contribution to reducing the achievement gap through education, through their writings. One of our honorees this year is Professor Glenn Laurie out of Brown University, also taught at Harvard University. He's an economist and a social scientist, one of the premier intellectuals in the world, and he writes about the achievement gap. He writes about the school-to-prison pipeline extensively. We also are honoring Connecticut. We're honoring Harvard Youth Scholars. We're also honoring Mr. Brian Hall, as well as a school that does a wonderful work with children in New Haven called Common Ground.
So
we have the honorees.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I know the school.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a New Haven guy, and Brad has heard of it. Oh, the Common Ground School in New Haven. Absolutely. Absolutely.
They're being honored as well. So we're excited about that, because anybody that's doing the work, we want to let them know that, that they're honored and that we respect what they're doing, because we know it takes a lot to deal with this. So the tickets are available on Eventbrite. All you have to do is just put in, Martin Luther King Gala. And if you see the word The Scribes Institute, it's us. Or you can go to thescribesinstitute.org and click on the little ticket right there. It'll take you to get tickets. And it's going to be an amazing event on Sunday evening. I mean, we dance after it's all over.
Oh, well, look at that. That's one thing you wouldn't see me. It's a scary thing when I try to dance.
Everybody tells me the same thing.
Come on, what man likes
to get out there together?
One man likes. So again, the scribesinstitute.org or eventbrite.com.
Yes.
And again, doctor, I am so happy that you wanted to be on this radio broadcast, because this is something. First Cathedral, I just love that church, and of course it has saluted Dr. King many, many times. But I think what you're doing this time is different, and I think it's going to be a tremendous success, and I thank you for being with us on this radio station.
Thank you for having me, absolutely.
Thanks, Doctor. We appreciate it. Good luck with the event, and stay in touch.